And we're back to it here for this 30th of January, 2017. You're listening to the Sheldon McLeod Show here on News 95.7. Alex Cook is our producer. This coming hour, we'll speak with the president of Dalhousie Muslim Student Association about a rally they're holding. They're holding a vigil this afternoon for the victims of yesterday's murders in Quebec. We'll hear from the mayor of Yarmouth, Pam Mood, talking about, well, the community's recreation and arts facility that some are asking to have built in the same location. Others are saying maybe a new location would be better fitting, more fitting. We'll speak as well with Mitch Bonner involved. He's a president of the ARC and Money Matters coming up after 3 o'clock. But right now, we're taking a chance, taking a few minutes to speak with our guest, who is, well, one of the leads for a campaign that was announced earlier today at St. Mary's University. In fact, imagine traveling across Atlantic Canada without knowing how to properly pronounce the names and towns of the cities you're visiting. For members of the deaf community, knowing the local sign for place names across Atlantic Canada has been difficult until now. Two guests in our studio. In fact, we have Dr. Linda Campbell, who is the project lead. Dr. Campbell, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
And also in our studio, if we can get the second mic turned up, is Ashley Campbell, who is right now interpreting for us this afternoon. And thank you both for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
The idea that we have had a lack of resources for the deaf community, a lack of perhaps available information about place names. How long has this project been underway?
Yes. And we are aware of the place names. They're on the minds of people who live here. So they would know these place names. But this is more about sharing this resources with the wider community who might be moving here from away. And that might become awkward for these individuals coming to this area of not quite knowing. So that's really where the catalyst of this project came, of knowing what the sign name and respecting the heritage and the history that is here in our local culture.
And it
did start actually last year. And it was really myself and sitting down with a colleague and a friend, Betty McDonald, who is instrumental in the deaf community from Cape Breton and very much part of Halifax now and has been here for quite some time and an expert on our local sign names, and asking her place names of where things were. And that's really what got this project started, and seeing that rich heritage and not really being able to remember everything in the 5 minutes that it took me to sit down with her, and noting this down was not that easy. So the idea of this online map came about, and instantly she said yes. And that's got the ball rolling.
And the ball is rolling. Congratulations on this big announcement today. With this in place, do you now advertise to the community that this is available to them on YouTube?
Yes. Well, the deaf community is very connected across the globe, actually. You know, the word will get out very quickly just by going through the community. And we have connections with social media, Facebook, and so forth. And for the community, there's been a lot of interest in this project. And we're hoping that, you know, talking with people like yourself now will get the word out and really sharing this important resource that is now available.
In our studio, we have two guests this afternoon, project lead Dr. Linda Campbell and interpreter Ashley Campbell, here in our studio speaking with us this afternoon. The radio, the announcing community, we can tell when someone's new to the province with some of the pronunciations like Tatamagush or even Pictou. American Sign Language, how do you account for dialects, regional dialects, and name place names that are in other languages?
No, that's a great question. Here we actually have two distinct languages. We have Maritime Sign Language, and we also have American Sign Language. And both are used. Maritime Sign Language is a heritage language, over 100 years old. And the roots of Maritime Sign Language come from England, Scotland, and Ireland, their sign languages. People that brought that language here, and then it evolved into its own language in the Maritime provinces. And ASL is from here in America. And it's quite interesting because the roots of American Sign Language are actually from France. And so that is how the signs actually represent the regions you're from because they're different, how they are represented. And so when I moved here, I'm from Alberta originally, and I moved to Halifax, and I'm seeing people sign Maritime Sign Language, and it threw me off. And I'm still in Canada, and I couldn't quite figure it out. And it's wonderful, though. It's beautiful, this old heritage that is here in our languages and in these names. So we're hoping that by demonstrating these names more broadly in MSL, the Maritime Sign Language, that heritage of our place names will be represented and preserved.
And it sounds like there's a maritime accent.
Yes, signing. For sure. It's lovely.
We have, as mentioned, been exploring this new announcement, this brand new project that was announced today, a YouTube map and a travel tool for the deaf. And it was launched at St. Mary's University on Monday. Where to from here? As you say, to help others know that it's available is important. I'm wondering where to from this point.
We're hoping people will use the resource. Go, it's free, it's online, use it. And it is wonderful because we collaborated with a group in New Brunswick. And New Brunswick also has two languages, the Maritime Sign Language and American Sign Language, but they have their own accent of MSL. So we had a group of three in each, Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, that worked together on developing this project. And we're also now looking at the Newfoundland and Labrador individuals who are interested in joining the project. So that'll be hopefully part two of the project, is including their province place names, because they have so many cool names in Newfoundland and Labrador. So we're very much looking forward to them being involved in the map. And the map itself is public, it's online, it's free, available through this new website.
Well, congratulations on the announcement today and continued success in the future. And thank you so much for spending a bit of your afternoon with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
No, it's a real pleasure. Dr. Linda Campbell, project lead, as well as Ashley Campbell in studio with us this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll be chatting with Dalhousie Muslim Student Association about this afternoon's vigil. We'll be right back.